Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
This segment of Health Talk is being presented by Jay County Hospital Rehab. We're talking with Marianne Valentine, physical therapist. Marianne has 32 years of experience. Marianne, what things should we consider when getting correct shoe fit?
Well, you should try your shoes on at the end of the day when your feet are the largest. Be sure to wear a sock the thickness you intend to wear with that shoe, along with an orthotic if you wear them. Allow about 3/8 to 5/8 of inch room between the end of your longest toe, which is normally your second toe, to the end of the shoe. The ball of the foot should fit the widest part of the shoe. The heel of the shoe is designed to take most of the body's weight. It should have a broad base and a height no more than 4 centimeters. Keep in mind that a woman's shoe tends to have a narrower heel than a man's. It is best to give yourself time to adjust to a new shoe, wearing them 1 hour the first day and progressing 1 hour every day thereafter. Be sure and check for redness or rubbing that the new shoe may cause.
I understand that everyone has a different arch to their foot. Can you tell me how I can determine what type of arch I have?
You can get some determination of the arch of the foot by looking at the wear on your shoes. With a neutral arch, your foot is fairly well aligned, so your shoe wear is on the ball of the foot and a small portion of your heel. An overpronated or a flat foot, which is the most common type of arch, is identified by a wearing pattern on the inside edges of your shoe. A supinated or high arch shows wear along the outer edge of your shoe. Another way to determine your arch is to place your foot in a pan of water and then step onto a solid surface like concrete. Once you step off, you can see the foot imprint left on the concrete. With a neutral arch, you will have a moderate area under the arch of the foot that is not imprinted. If you are flat-footed, the whole foot imprint is present. If you have a high arch, a very narrow area on the outer border of the foot is noted.
There are many types of shoes out there. Can you explain the difference between a walking, running, and cross trainer shoe?
Well, at first glance, the walking and the running shoes seem very similar. But when you look closely at the two activities and the demands they place on your feet and your footwear, the two are really quite different. As you walk, the body's weight is distributed more evenly on the foot than when you run. When walking, your foot rolls from the heel through the ball and continues to the toe in that foot. This gentle, rocking chair-like motion requires your foot to absorb the shock of only 1 to 2 times your body weight with each step. Walking shoes are designed with a specific body mechanic and strike pattern of walking in mind. They are constructed to be more flexible through the ball of the foot to allow a greater range of motion through the roll of the forefoot. They also have a greater arch support to protect where the force is heaviest on the foot. Running, on the other hand, requires the support of at least 2 to 3 times your body weight, and each strike has moments where neither foot is on the ground. With each step, the outer heel absorbs most of the impact before distributing weight through the foot. Running shoes have more cushion in the heel, the point of impact, and less protection through the ball of the foot. the amount of heat generated in the running motion is greater, so running shoes also are made with a higher amount of mesh to keep feet cool during exercise. Cross trainers are built up more around the ankle to provide additional support for both forward and lateral movement. These shoes are designed expressively for the gym enthusiast, with a seamless transition from jogging on the treadmill, lifting weights, or doing step aerobics. While not intended for long runs, the shoes will support runs up to 5K in distance.
How do I know when I need to replace my shoes?
Inspect your shoes for glued or stitched areas that are pulling away from the seams. Placing your foot on a hard surface, look from the rear of the shoe. The upper part of the shoe should be centered and not leaning or bowed to the side. The sole of the shoe should rest level on that surface. You can also push on the heel counter by grasping the back and sides of the heel to determine if it's still rigid. You want the shoe, not the heel, to receive the support from the impact of walking. Most walking and running shoes last only 350 to 500 miles before needing replaced. By that time, your shoes would have endured a million steps and will have lost their cushioning and support.
Well, thank you, Marianne. We appreciate that information. Very helpful information out there. If you have any further questions regarding proper shoe wear, you can contact Marianne, one of the other physical therapists at J. Kenney Hospital Rehab Department. If you're in need of a physical therapist to evaluate you for pain, weakness, decreased mobility, please contact us at 260-726-4020.
We want to thank the Jay County Hospital Rehabilitation Department for being with us today. And for your minute to be fit, it's spring, the season to enjoy the great outdoors and celebrate special occasions like Easter, Passover, and graduation. While eggs are used all year round, they are especially important for many spring and summertime activities. They are used for cooking festive delights and for decorating and hiding just before the big Easter egg hunt. Like meat, poultry, seafood, and produce, eggs are perishable and need to be handled properly to prevent foodborne illness. Occasionally, eggs with clean, uncracked shells can be contaminated with bacteria. Here's what you can do to have a safe and excellent spring. Clean hands are key. Always wash hands with warm water and soap for 20 seconds before and after food handling. Beware of cross-contamination. Foodborne illness can occur when kitchen equipment is not thoroughly washed between uses. Always wash food contact surfaces and cooking equipment, including blenders, in hot water and soap. Bacteria love to grow in protein-rich foods. Refrigeration slows bacterial growth, so it's important to refrigerate eggs and egg-containing foods. Your refrigerator should be at 40 degrees or below. Use a thermometer to monitor. Remember the 2-hour rule. Don't leave perishables out at room temperature for more than 2 hours. Whether you like your breakfast eggs scrambled or fried, always cook the eggs until the yolks and the whites are firm. Tasting is tempting, but licking a spoon or tasting raw cookie dough from a mixing bowl can be risky. Bacteria could be lurking in the raw eggs. Cook cheesecakes, lasagna, baked pasta and egg dishes to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. Use a food thermometer. Use only eggs that have been refrigerated and discard eggs that are cracked or dirty. When cooking, place a single layer of eggs in a saucepan. Add water to at least 1 inch above the eggs. Cover the pan, bring the water to a boil, and carefully remove the pan from the heat. Let the eggs stand about 18 minutes for extra large eggs, 15 minutes for large, and 12 minutes for medium. Immediately run cold water over the eggs. When the eggs are cool enough to handle, place them in an uncovered container in the refrigerator where they can air dry. When decorating, be sure to use food-grade dyes. It is safe to use commercial egg dyes, liquid food coloring, and fruit drink powders. When handling eggs, be careful not to crack them. Otherwise, bacteria could enter the egg through the cracks in the shell. Keep hard-cooked Easter eggs chilled on a shelf inside the refrigerator, not the refrigerator door. When hiding eggs, hide them in places that are protected from dirt,
pets, and other potential sources of bacteria. Remember the 2-hour rule, and make sure the found eggs are back in the refrigerator or consumed within 2 hours. Remember that hard-boiled eggs are only safe to eat for 1 week after cooking. And your recipe for this week is glazed ham with pecan crust. This serves approximately 20 people, and the cook time is about 150 minutes, with 15 minutes of prep time. Ingredients: a 10-pound bone-in fully cooked ham, 2 cups of apple cider, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of Dijon-style mustard, 1.5 cups of pecans, finely chopped. Directions: preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Insert a meat thermometer into center of ham without touching the bone. Place ham in a baking dish and pour the cider over. Roast in the oven, basting with the cider every 30 minutes for a total cooking time of 2.5 hours, which is about 15 to 18 minutes per pound, or until the thermometer registers 145 degrees with a 3-minute rest time. Meanwhile, in a bowl, combine the brown sugar, mustard, and pecans. Remove ham from the oven during the last 40 minutes and firmly pat the sugar pecan mixture all over the ham. Return to the oven and continue roasting until the crust is brown and the ham is done. Slice and serve with sauce. Some of the topping falls into the sauce, making it the perfect accompaniment to the ham. If you like this recipe or to look at some other recipes that we've featured on Health Talk, you can visit our website at www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.